from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The horrifying testimony of a 19-year-old victim of ISIS terror. The words of the young Yazidi woman echoed through the silent Senate hearing room, onlookers and grizzled lawmakers wrapped in attention.
If a country as strong as your country cannot protect its citizens in Orlando or in Belgium or in France, how come a small minority like us can protect ourselves while we are in the heart of the land where the radicals are?
Without hesitation, Nadia Murad told them how in August of 2014, Islamic State fighters attacked Sinjar, killed her mother and six of her brothers in a single day, and ended life as she knew it. She was 19 years old.
I was freed, but I do not enjoy the feeling of the freedom because those who committed these crimes have not been held accountable.
Through her interpreter, she told of being raped and sold and abused, but still considering herself lucky because girls of nine were raped as well.
Today I'm saying that small religious minorities such as the Yazidis, Christians and other minorities, if they are not protected, they will be wiped out.
She spoke of how after her first attempt at an escape, she was gang raped as a punishment, and she told them of how she finally made it to safety with the help of a family from Mosul. This is VOA News. Apparently, it happened last Saturday. A British man was arrested in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Sanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino, where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. No motive is mentioned. Julie Debnam is a retired teaching assistant who is a family friend of the Sanfords, her son having grown up with Michael Stephen in England. She suggests that Sanford struggled with Asperger's and a touch of autism.
And it was only when he got older that he obviously had the traits of Asperger's and autistic, you know, that sort of, because nobody knows, you know, that's the trouble, and then it's too late once they find out.
Sanford told authorities he had never fired a gun before last Friday when he went to the Las Vegas gun range to learn how to shoot. Now, one day after the U.S. Senate blocked four gun control measures, a new proposal emerged that could ease the partisan furor over the chamber's failure to act in the aftermath of America's deadliest mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. Forged by a bipartisan group that includes some of the Senate's most centrist members, the measure unveiled Tuesday would deny gun sales to terror suspects who are barred from boarding commercial flights and subject to enhanced security screening at U.S. airports. It would also allow those flagged for terrorist ties to contest the government's findings and recover legal fees if a judge determines they were placed on the terror watch list by mistake. The proposal's nine sponsors appeared together at a news conference as partisan fallout continued after Monday's votes that blocked the passage of any meaningful legislation. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed six Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn in the strongest terms this morning's attack in Jordan, which we understand killed six members of the Jordanian security forces and wounded another 14. We express, of course, our deepest condolences to the victims and to their families, and ask that everybody remember that those families are in grief today.
No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's border attack, but hours later, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike anyone who threatens Jordan or its borders with an iron fist. The International Criminal Court has sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to 18 years in prison for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic. Bemba's conviction is the first time the ICC has issued a conviction for rape as a war crime. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.